joined, walking off in their company. I remember being rather amused because of the change in the expression of the elder man, whose name I discovered was Holly. When he saw the ladies advancing, he suddenly stopped short in his talk, cast a reproachful look at his companion, and with an abrupt nod to myself, turned and marched off alone across the street. I heard afterwards that he was popularly supposed to be as much afraid of a woman as most people are of a mad dog, which accounted for his precipitate retreat. I cannot say, however, that young Vincey showed much aversion to feminine society on this occasion. Indeed, I remember laughing and remarking to my friend at the time that he was not the sort of man whom it would be desirable to introduce to the lady one was going to marry, since it was exceedingly probable that the acquaintance would end in a transfer of her affections. He was altogether too good-looking, and what is more, he had none of that consciousness and conceit about him which usually afflicts handsome men and makes them deservedly disliked by their fellows. That same evening my visit came to an end, and this was the last I saw or heard of Charon and the Greek god for many a long day. Indeed,